This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Dano, we're having a bit of a giggle in the office because we're surrounded by young idiots. We haven't introduced them, of course. We've got everybody's favourite and still the best, Tabitha One. Hi, welcome back, Tabitha.
Always the best.
Oh, I thought you were going to say always a pleasure, but no.
Award-winning.
Oh, well, award-winning Tabitha One.
I go with irreplaceable, not unreplaceable. I don't know. Every day's a learning day.
That's right. It's been a learning day in the last couple of minutes.
But and, of course, we've got the lovely Nicole Podcaster, Nicole.
Hello.
She's just writing. She's transcribing as we go, word for word, everything so that she can lovingly craft it into little nuggets of joy that she puts on the website. We were just talking, of course. We thought, when we come back, we'll talk about I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, which
correct.
Is both...
I'm glad you said that because I had forgotten what we were talking about.
Which is a passion that Lisa and I, both share. That sounds so funny when I say that. Lisa. Deanne. And we're talking about, you know, how we're into it and how you were saying you quite like the new British invasion.
Yes, I quite liked. I don't know who she is. The well, Paul Burrell, obviously I know who he is. I didn't realise he was gay.
No.
And then the other woman with the great accent.
It's been interesting watching it because it's like, oh, there's not a gay one. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, that's so, true. So I don't know who she is. I don't know anything about her. But she seems lovely. I like her.
Yes, sort of I'm a Celebrity UK winner. But I said I think she came in a bit hard and Tabitha One said...
She's a bit extra.
A bit extra. And I said, is that a thing?
Said, what does that mean?
And then Nicole said...
Oh, God, what did I say?
Too much.
OTT.
Yeah, it's too much.
I just think extra...
It's a bit extra.
We've already got a way of saying it. We've been happy with it. She's too much.
Now she's a bit extra.
A bit extra.
Well, Mason, you've got to understand, in this day and age with the young people, only say one word instead of two.
Yes, but if
preferably one syllable.
Then how do you account for all the likes that they chuck in, they pepper their language with?
Well, that's to make up for all
of it. Yeah, that's right. We've cut out all these words. Let's just polyfiller it out with likes.
In. That's right.
Anyway, so we need to wrap up on what's been happening with I'm a Celebrity because I am fascinated by it. I've now decided that, you know, we play that game sometimes, which show would you be on if you could? I would do the, what's the travel around the world and yell at your sister?
Race around the world.
That's it.
Yell at your sister. Yes.
Yeah,
or break up with your boyfriend, that sort of
thing. Yeah. Dating models.
See, I couldn't be bothered. It all looked a bit too hard.
Yeah,
I don't want to be standing in airline queues and sitting at the back of a plane and, you know.
I used to think I didn't want to just be sitting in a jungle on a hammock, but now I do.
But you've got some great ideas about actually merging some shows.
Well, I think this is the thing. I do hate the idea of the reality TV. I haven't watched any of your Bachelor Bachelorettes.
Oh, see, I'm alive.
I haven't, what's the new one? Idiot for a Day, was it? Married at First Sight.
There's Bachelor in Paradise starting soon, which I think is too low for me.
So let's say there's eight. Oh, it's a bit extra. It's a bit under.
It's a bit under.
I think that, let's say that there's 10 reality TV shows. You've got your Block, you've got your cooking shows.
Oh, yes.
You've got your anything to do with getting married, partnering up, losing weight.
Yep. Racing around the world.
Yeah, all those things. Let's say that you have to get down to four. There's a maximum four reality TV shows allowed.
Yep.
So we need a mashup.
Yes.
You don't need, I mean, all the production that goes into this, why not have I'm a Big Fat Celebrity Loser, Get Me Out of Here?
Yes. Or I'm a Big Fat Bachelor.
The Fatula.
The Fatula.
the flatulent Fatula.
But there's got to be cooking in there somewhere.
Well, how do you think they get fat? It's like a production line. My kitchen rules straight to the Fatula.
You know we're going back to sensitivity training next Monday.
They haven't told us anything about fat. We can say whatever we want.
Can we?
Just can't pick on...
Well, as larger ladies, we can.
Speak for yourself.
Joy.
You're on Joy 94.9, you're with Dano and Mason, and we are driving you home right until 6.30. Coming up shortly, of course, we're going to have more of Melbourne's most uplifting music, but we have been amusing ourselves, something silly, and our listeners, with the idea of mashing up as many reality shows as we can into one. I reckon we can get this down to one bumper show.
Brad's got an idea.
What's Brad reckon?
He reckons, I'm the biggest loser, builds a home, gets married and caters a wedding reception. That's good. We've got to find a name for it.
Yeah, now we need to name that.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm a big fat building loser.
I'm a big fat
bachelor.
Chef, loser, builder.
No. I think that, and one of our girls here, can't remember, Nicole or Tabitha, they seem to merge into each other after a fashion.
It's just extra. Thanks.
Had the idea that we could put the Real Housewives in the jungle.
Yes. And that they start the series with the full makeup and outfits.
Yeah.
Which have then, of course, then become disgustingly dirty in the cosmetics wear.
I haven't watched The Real Housewives. Do any of them cook? They're not your cooking kind of.
Oh, a couple of seasons ago there was.
I don't watch the Melbourne ones.
No, actually Lydia, who she sees herself as a bit of a chef and she's going to open a home kitchen, but she never seems to cook for herself. And in fact...
What do you mean a home kitchen?
She's going to have like cooking lessons in her home.
For herself?
No, just for like, you know, people who pay stupid sums of money to come into her home and she'll show them how to cook things, but I don't think she's doing the showing how to cook things.
We forgot the Shark Tank, says somebody here.
Oh, yes.
So actually coming up, because that's Shark Tank worthy. She's got an idea that she can monetize.
There's that many.
So what about The Apprentice?
Oh. That's hard to fit in.
Oh, so I like it. I'll leave their mics up and it's like, ooh. Just do that more, girls.
Surviving in the jungle.
Yeah. But there's got to be some dating element.
Yeah, where's the farmer? Where are we putting
the... Well, you know my idea for a farm. The farmer wants a lezzo. That was my idea, and I was. That's combining the bachelor and the farmer wants a
wife. That's trademarked, so we can't do that. God, there's so many shows we could.
Oh, I like the idea of combining My Kitchen Rules with the farmer show. The farmer wants a dinner.
Yes.
The farmer wants a feed.
Schnitzel.
The farmer wants a schnitzel. That's it. And why so open slather with the cooking? Why isn't there a show just on schnitzel?
That's right, because that's been bastardised. Of course. You can go and get schnitzel with all manner of rubbish on top now.
No, you could do a combination of The Bachelorette and MKR called Tits and Schnitzel. That's a good idea.
Joy. You know, we love Judy Kelly. She does a good news.
She is good. She gives good news,
but she has missed a very, very important
go
case.
Go on.
It's a criminal issue in Dortmund, which, of course, is in Germany. There's a very serious stalking case going on.
Well, stalking's a serious issue,
it's a very serious issue.
Yep.
A gentleman has been sending, a disgruntled gentleman has been sending over 100 pizzas to a lawyer on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Now, I don't see the problem, quite frankly, because always hungry.
How many could you get through?
Well, I think the issue for this guy is that he's getting notifications from the pizza place saying your pizza's out the front.
So
he just keep going downstairs and accepting pizzas. I imagine his workplace was very happy at first.
What does the stalker want to happen?
Well, doesn't seem to be any ideas. Now he's changing to sushi, sausage and Greek food. So he's branched out
healthy
from
options.
The pizzas.
Yeah.
Clearly not a vegetarian. And must have a very large budget to be sending the pizzas.
So presumably he's got a beef with the lawyer.
Got a beef.
Yes. And he's sending pizzas. I don't know that would... I mean, it would be annoying, but then wouldn't you just call the place and say, stop sending me pizzas?
Well, you know.
It is... Do you remember the stalking case where our Judith Durham from The Seekers...
somebody was she getting pizzas?
No, doormats.
Doormats?
Yeah, so the former...
You can't
I think
those.
I've got this right, and I will double check, but the former head of her, like... captain of her fan club, the Judith Durham fan club, that had some sort of tiff.
Oh, and he thought
and
he was a doormat.
She felt like a doormat and was not. And then was sending one doormat a day to Judith Durham's house.
I remember that Skippy episode where he was urgently sent out to retrieve the doormats.
What's that, Skip?
Yes. Remember that one?
Yeah, of course. I remember all of them.
Yes.
I don't know. For stalking. You know, I mean,
send Skippy over to Dortmund. He can eat the pizzas.
It's a shame now that it's called stalking because back in the day it was just like, you know, making random.
Interest.
Yes. That was how I got all my girlfriends.
That's right.
Sending them pizzas. No. What would you send? I don't know that I would.
I'll take pizza. Yeah, if you want to stalk us now, here in Denham,
stalk either of us.
225 Bourke Street.
Just send it up to level 9.
Level 9.
Well, yeah, bring it up yourself pizza. And put you on air.
That's right.
Hold the anchovies. Here's Peking Duck. Oh, even Peking Duck would do it.
Yeah,
you're on Joy.
find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.